there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, and Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Captain Patrick, and CJ. We got a full crew, is what my point was, or what I was trying to say. Gang, welcome. How are you? Are you ready to delve into a few things?
Heck yeah.
When it comes to making us better divers today?
Got my delving shoes on.
You got your diving? Your delving shoes?
Delving.
Delving. They are quite colorful.
Basically just old sneakers. I don't care about.
Well, that's fine.
I'm prepared to move to Michael Delving. If you want an explanation of that, send an email to bill@scubaradio.com.
Yes. You could do that, or you could spend your time more wisely.
You're going to crash the server with stuff like that. Stop it.
All right. You could call them cheap shoes. I'd call them booties. But whatever works for you works for me. Yeah, okay, quit it. All right, so the reason I brought the full crew in today is we have this new product. I mentioned it on the air last week. Scuba Check. You know, let me back up a step here. Because last week, I actually did my flight test. I passed the written portion of my FAA flight test. I am almost there to the point where I can get to be a certified pilot. And by the way, I got an 88 out of 100. Which was the top of my class. And
how many people are in your class?
It was several.
Wow, that's hard.
It was. But 88 out of 100 is good.
Do you really want to go flying with the guy who only scored 88 out of 100?
Yes. I mean, look, all I have to be, you know, according to the FAA.
I did pretty good, except for on the landing part.
All I have to be right is 88% of the time.
No, I want to know the ones that you got wrong.
I got 12% wrong, which was like six questions. What do you want to know?
Which questions you got wrong?
It doesn't really matter. You know, anyone flying with me, look, you know, all you need to be worried about is the fact that the odds are in your favor.
In the state of Florida, agreeing to fly with Gray is actually grounds for a Baker Act. You can be institutionalized against your will if you have said, yeah, sure, I'll fly with you, Greg.
Yeah. Well, that could be. I don't know. I didn't have that question on the exam, but it could have been there. However, anyway, I did pass. I was very happy with that, and that actually is a pretty good score. I only had to have 70% of the test right,
holy
which makes
cow.
Us feel
that means
better.
That people flying those planes over my house may have gotten 30% of the questions
yeah,
wrong.
Isn't that a little lax? Just a little.
Well, you know, I went up to the lady at the counter after I passed my test, who was giving the test, and I said, well, how'd I do? She goes, you passed. I'm like, oh, thank you, God. And she didn't even crack a smile.
She goes,
like,
just barely.
Yeah, well, no, she just looked at me and kind of stone-faced, and I said, well, I guess you get that a lot, right? She goes, well, yeah. She says, it does concern me a little bit, though, when the mechanics come up and do their mechanical final, and they say that.
So, Greg, is God your co-pilot now?
Isn't he always?
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah.
Actually, Denzel is. Let's roll it!
Let's roll this, baby! We can do it! Anyway, I passed... And I bring that up because, you know, one of the things I've been learning as part of my journey to become a private pilot is how important it is to use checklists and how that transfers into diving. You know, they're already doing that, incorporating checklists into rebreather certification for scuba divers. I'm getting more and more to the belief that checklists ought to be incorporated into just regular open water, regular certification of scuba diving because It really is a fail-safe. You go through the checklist, and if there's something on there like, oh, man, I forgot to do that, that's what happens. It keeps you from having those episodes like that underwater when it's too late. Like, oh, I should have remembered that I had to put air in my bottle or something. You know, that kind of thing. It's actually a little bit more detailed than that with this new thing called Scuba Check, which basically came out of the aviation industry. And I talked to the guy, the inventor of this thing, last week. You can go to scubacheck.com. And check it out. But he was nice enough to send me a few of those. Did you grab one, CJ? One of those is for you. CJ, Jimmy, the Bubble Boy, they're my dive students. And they, I have given them one of these.
Jimmy's got his. Is that say James Hung?
Horn.
Horn.
But you can read it however
it
you
almost
want.
Looks like, yeah. Hung.
Greg, this is a lot like my checklist before I go out on dates.
Yeah,
it's
by the way, don't
info.
Write on those.
No. Sorry, Greg.
Hwang.
You didn't think I gave those to you to keep, did you?
The E is silent.
No, that's fine. That's yours. And by
sure
the way,
it is.
Bill, I'll tell you what. Anybody listening who thinks they can benefit from a scuba check, dial up 888-88-SCUBA right now, and we will send one to your front door. Simple as that. Diver number 5, dial up right now, 888-88-SCUBA. We'll send you one of these scuba checks for free. They're only a few bucks.
Yo, 10, we going to send bucks. One to your front door.
I thought he said dope. It's dope.
Yeah, dope.
We're going to send it to your front door. You just do that so it's easier to rhyme with? What's your deal?
He's going for another demographic.
All right. So, you know, we have this crew in here.
888-88-SCUBA.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the scuba check, and we're going to do the Harlem Shuffle. You guys ready?
Oh, gosh.
All right, CJ, you lead.
What? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
And we're going to send the video to your front door. Is that good enough for you, Bill?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. So, but the scuba check is pretty good stuff. I see you've already kind of perused through it there.
I got to say, Jimmy. Greg, this is just like my checklist before a date. It's got personal info, initial planning, pre-packing. Pre-packing continued.
Yeah.
Packing. And then it veers off with scuba assistance.
Well, you know, pre-packing, there's categories for dive travel. Like if you're actually planning for a trip, we're going to fly.
Oh, this is awesome.
And then there's other things that are just, you know, preparing for a day dive trip. Now, one of these is from for Patrick as well. And I know, Patrick, you can't, you're not going to benefit from this immediately right out of the box because you are not certified yet. You're just going through the open water certification now or going through your knowledge.
Yeah, I'm going for a score of 88.
Yes. Well, you better, my friend, because for every question you get wrong, just like they did on my flight test, you will get shocked with a cattle prod in your nether regions. How's that make you feel, buddy?
Nobody wants that.
No. Well, some people actually do.
I'd actually kind of welcome that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, we could.
I bet you would.
Anyway, So I'm going to give you one of these, as you know, to put in your kind of save a dive kit as well. And as we go through the open water course with Patty and me as your instructor, it'll make more sense.
You found
sense
me a dive partner?
No, I didn't find you a dive partner. What?
This thing is fantastic. This already saved me on my next trip.
What do you mean?
I always forget sunscreen.
Well, there you go.
And there
see?
It is. This is really.
It's
really
good
cool.
stuff, isn't it?
Is
makes a lot of sense.
Where's the beer?
Well, you don't forget the beer. Come on. We're not going to forget that. I would forget the sunscreen, though.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Sunscreen, defog, you know, just a lot of things that divers have a tendency to, you know, could easily forget if they haven't been diving in a while.
There's one
especially.
Thing that's not on here, bail money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There may be a scuba radio insert that we might want to put in there. How about that?
We could work on that.
Maybe
have an addendum for next week.
Yeah. And that would be bear money, next of kin kind of, you know, thing.
Why do I need to next of kin?
Well, just so we can, who we can contact to tell them that, you know. Anyway, moving on. How are you doing on your knowledge review for your open water course right now, Patrick? Let's get right into it here. Because last time we spoke, you were through segment 2, right? Knowledge review number 2?
We were through 2. We
right.
did 2 questions off of 2.
Yeah, but you had
told
done
me
it.
To leave.
Well, yeah, because, you
then
know.
Then you told me to
you
slow down.
Practice.
Then you told me to slow down because your other students weren't able to keep up with my breakneck pace that I've instituted in trying to complete this course so I can get in the water.
Okay. Well, you can keep making excuses, or you can answer the question, young man. Don't give your instructor any.
I choose excuses. What about you guys?
All right, get out the cattle prod, please.
I will choose free will.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
I knew it.
Eliza is here. Bill's little one, future diver. Eliza.
Hi.
Hi. Are these guys crazy or what? She was laughing. They're so crazy, aren't they? Do we need to put them away, to send them away? No? We should send them away, shouldn't we? Yeah. Just say, send them away. Off with your heads. Okay, she's thinking about it. It's a family affair. And we'll start our Harlem Shuffle video here next on Scuba Radio. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Hi, my name is Jordan Mazinski from Chicago, and I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the Scuba Radio Dive Master, plus he's my roomie on the Aquacat. I'm not telling you no more, because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the islands.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ, and Captain Patrick, who is my student in training. CJ and Jimmy are former students. They're still kind of, once
yet
a student.
We still live.
Exactly.
I guess that's really why you're here, is just to show Patrick that the odds are pretty good that... he'll make it through this little.
Patrick, you got it so easy these days. When James and I were beginning divers, we didn't have cool stuff like the scuba check.
Yeah.
All we had were Brazilian bikini models as dive buddies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're lucky.
Yeah. Very distracting.
Exactly.
He doesn't look that enthused now when you describe him
that. Well, no, because during the break, Bill was telling me when they started as your students, they were in the physical shape that I am in right now.
And that means what exactly?
Yeah, I was ripped. And I was in good shape.
In fact, we have audio from I believe the time when CJ got certified. I believe we have actual audio.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Let's play that. What does it sound like?
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to Kelly and Carla.
I remember this.
The Brazilian swimsuit models.
They're dive buddies, yeah.
Today, I consider myself.
Yeah.
The luckiest open water scuba diver student on the face of the earth. Thank you.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
I remember that.
Yeah, the
Yankee Stadium.
No, it was actually at the community pool that we were doing our pool work at, and we got in trouble. We're not allowed back since you were playing around on the intercom that day. They weren't very happy about that.
Oh, is that why we're having to do our certification in the retention pond?
Exactly. Yeah. Just, you know, but it'll make you better a diver when you're navigating past the floating bodies,
submerged cars,
dead fish.
Think how strong you'll be.
Sewage.
When your body builds up resistance to all the bacteria and crap that are in those ponds.
Oh,
literally.
You are going to be. Yes. Yes.
Now.
Wait till Greg trains you to be a wreck diver. He'll lock you in the trunk of a car, just drive you right in the pond. You got to get your way out.
A wreck diver?
Yep. A wrecked diver.
That's called the Houdini dive.
It's a scuba radio module 6 and your open water certification
Wait,
class.
Wait, wreck diver or erect diver?
Let's just leave that alone. Anyway, let's talk about where you're at in your training.
Oh, nasty.
Where are you? Because last time we spoke,
module 3.
We started to go
chapter
into
3, or test 3.
Knowledge
subsection
review,
C, paragraph D.
2, but you've already got through 2.
Yes.
And have you already got through the entire section of 3 or you're kind of in it?
I am getting ready to start my exam.
Okay, so you've
he
read through.
He considers himself immersed in Chapter 3.
To which point, I will bring it in, and as usual, you will tell me that I got them all wrong.
Okay.
Them again.
All right. Well, at least he has a good positive attitude about the whole thing.
Well, it would help if you actually looked at it.
Well, you know, it's all up here, man. It's right up here. All this knowledge that you are learning, I already have it up here.
I go through all the trouble. Fill everything
out.
Is there
a chance that any of it may have been taken out by the dermatologist by mistake? You go there a lot.
Yeah, well, there could have been some that leaked out. But, you know, when you bring it out when you're going over your review with me, it'll reconnect those brain cells.
Yours?
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm talking about. Right, so I'll know the right answer, or I'll make up something that sounds good.
I just wish you would actually look at it. I mean, I take all the time to fill the thing out, print it out, bring it to you, and you don't even look at it. You just say it's all wrong, do it again.
You know what? I think he needs a module in positivity, doesn't he?
I'm positive. You're going to tell me it's wrong.
This negative Nelly attitude is not going to get you very far.
Ooh, watch the language.
There's children here.
Exactly. I apologize, Eliza. Anyway, so on module 3, on section 3, what are you covering right now? What is the main topic of discussion?
Scuba.
Okay. That's not helping. Yeah, module 1 was the basics of diving and pressure effects on the lungs and on the tissues to kind of give you an introduction on where we're coming from in that. Module 2 got into some more specifics, but in module 3 more about the confined water training type stuff or what?
Yeah, but module 1 was also about the equipment and the gear.
Yeah.
Which you told me I got all those wrong too.
No, just be quiet.
Patrick, what does SCUBA stand for?
Ooh, like Greg told me this.
I can't believe this. You don't know this?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Scuba.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you mean a self-contained underwater breathing apparatus?
Wrong.
Oh,
it stands for South Cuba. And you remember that.
Ay, carajo.
Which evidently, by the way, is a very good dive site. We may go there, South Cuba. I kind of like that.
Guantanamo Bay.
It's. Yeah, I think that could count as.
Why don't you
Cayman
just go
Islands.
To the Caymans? Yeah,
I was going to say. Yeah. Oh, you're just showing off your geographic knowledge now, aren't you?
No, my brother was a dive instructor there.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right. Well, it sounds like you're coming along, but you just don't want to go. You don't remember what's in.
Well,
module 3?
Again, I've said, look, if you need me to hang on for Scuba Radio after we finish up World of Boating,
right?
Please let me know during the week.
Yeah.
So I can bring and come prepared. And I come into the studio today, and it's
Hey. Have you never heard of a pop quiz? You got to be on your toes, Patrick. This is one of the benefits. This will make you a better diver if I kind of spring. I don't want you to just be able to read the information and just spit it back to me automatically. I want you to be able to process it, absorb it, and understand it to make you a better diver.
Greg, I don't remember what's in Module 3, and I'm a great diver.
Who cares about you anyway? No, this isn't about. Don't make this about you, CJ.
Well, if you gave me the title, I would probably.
Patrick, what's the title?
Title is 3.
Okay, it could be.
Chapter 3, knowledge review.
Okay, well, okay, I'll give you a gold star
for that.
All right,
so yeah. Do you want me to come next week prepared to review the Chapter 3 quiz?
Yes, I do.
Conch pistols.
What's that?
Conch pistols?
No, those are Bahamian Viagra. Yeah, that's part of Module 6, the scuba radio optional module that we throw in for
none
fun.
None of that is in any of the material that
I know, it's not in any material. You couldn't put this stuff in writing, otherwise you'd be arrested.
Am I supposed to read between the lines?
No. These are just some of the things we may throw in for fun and frolic as part of our little adventure. But it's outside
the standards.
To embarrass
me on air about this.
No, there's nothing embarrassing about it. It's just part of the scuba radio
fun. Oh, says
fun
the guy
part.
Who's doing the embarrassing.
Why are you embarrassed? You shouldn't be embarrassed. This is a journey. This whole thing is a process. It's you just gotta go with it. You gotta go with the flow. This is part of being a diver, right, Jimmy? You can relate to that. You remember this, right?
Yeah, Patrick. Ask Greg about the Dominican dark wood water.
What?
it's hardwood.
Hardwood. Yeah.
It was kind of dark.
It is water. A journey. It's more like the Steve Perry journey, not the little Filipino guy journey.
I think you're right about that.
Don't stop believing.
All right. Well, next week, come prepared to go over the knowledge review number 3. We'll do that. And then we're going to be, I'm getting close to getting you into the water. You ready? Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
He has this
the wetsuit's on.
He has that look of contempt on his face, though, for me. He's like,
that's normal.
I'm going to kill you, but whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. Because you're the instructor.
No, that's not what that look says.
Oh, yeah. It's the look of he has the power, and this is true.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, your dive master, Jimmy, the bubble boy, CJ, former students, and then, of course, Bill, the producer, Captain Brad Patrick hanging with us as well. We got these scuba check things. We're going through those. We're getting Patrick ready for his first confined water training session, and I'll be his dive instructor for that. It is beginning of March, and it's that time of year, especially for us folks down here in Florida, where the dive season is about to kick off, and this is the time to really go and evaluate your gear and use a thing like scuba check and to prepare properly for the season. So whether you use scuba check or just, get your gear out and make sure it's ready for the season, this is the time of year to do that. Matter of fact, the Dan tip coming up here in just a few minutes is about just that, preseason safety checks.
This looks like a lot of work. Can I just hire somebody to assemble all this stuff?
Well,
for
you
me?
Could if you want to die. Personal responsibility, very important.
Well, Jimmy was telling me he'd do it for me for like $34-45 a month.
Yeah, but he wants to kill you.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And that just wouldn't be a very good diving experience.
I just want to show up, have somebody throw the gear on me, everything's good to go, and I can go swim and then
come
out and
take it
back
off. You think you're Kelly, the Brazilian bikini model?
That's a recipe for disaster. And you know, that's the thing. A lot of people do come into the diving and kind of think that. But you really got to take personal responsibility for yourself. There is a certain amount of risk involved in learning how to dive. Just like anything, driving a car, everything, and you have to know how to do it properly and stay within your limits and within your training. And do that. And if you go beyond that, it's really on you. It's not on me. As your dive instructor, it's on you knowing better and knowing what your limits are and staying within them. There are bold divers, or what do they say? There's bold divers, but there's not any old bold divers.
Yeah,
you hear what I'm saying?
There's bold divers, but there ain't no old bold divers.
James Carville, everybody.
Yeah, it could be him. I think that was him. All right, Dan Tip is next. And also a professional mermaid coming on the show today. I kid you not. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 13A. A certified dive master can't harness the power of the force.
Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
However, dive masters are allowed to replace their dive knife with a lightsaber.
I have a bad feeling about this.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. You're looking happy today, Nick.
Summer is almost here, and that always makes me happy.
Yeah? How come?
It means the start of dive season is just around the corner.
Start? You mean there's an end to dive season?
Yes, yes. There are plenty of divers who dive year-round, but for many of us, spring and summer mark the start of their diving days.
And it's getting hot out there.
Yes, it is. Dive season is close, but there's still time to get ready for it.
Got any advice on how we can do that?
Would I come here to see you without tips?
Doubtful.
Whenever the season begins, your preseason is all about preparation. That way, you're ready to get in the water as soon as you get the chance.
Starting with?
How about yourself? Hopefully, you spend some time over the winter either starting or reinvigorating your fitness routine. But if not, it's never too late. Make sure you're eating well and exercising so you'll be in shape for the water.
Sounds reasonable enough.
Yep. There's one more step to make it complete. All of us should routinely monitor our health. So if you haven't had a physical in the last year, it's a great time to get one.
I'll make an appointment. I'm guessing we should spend some time on our equipment too, though, right?
That's next on the list for sure. If you haven't done it already, it's time to take the big stuff in for servicing. BCDs, regulator, tanks, and anything else that needs attention.
That is a good reminder. Matter of fact, I think mine's due, now that I think about it. But what about the smaller stuff? You know, like dive accessories.
Those should be given the same attention that you show every other piece of gear. In fact, it's almost more important, since we tend to forget that the smaller stuff should be checked as thoroughly as anything else.
Can you give us an example?
Let's start with electronics. Your computer, your dive light, your tank markers. Are they all working? Do they have fresh batteries? Make sure that everything that runs on batteries has a new one. Even if it works now, it doesn't mean it'll work through the season. And you really don't want it to quit on you in the middle of a dive.
What else?
So how about things that spend most of their time rolled up? Like dive reels. They should be unrolled and checked for frayed or weak spots in the line. And safety sausages. There's another thing that spends a lot of time tightly bound, so unroll them and even inflate them. Just make sure that they're good to go. Lift bags should get the same treatment.
How about straps, like on your fins and mask?
Definitely check those. And take a look at your dive knife and make sure it isn't rusted. Take a look at your exposure protection and make sure there aren't any holes or split seams.
Let's see. What are we forgetting?
How about emergency planning? If you've got an oxygen unit, you absolutely should be checking it to ensure it's in proper working order. And first aid kits. Take a minute to go through them and ensure they're fully stocked and all their contents are current.
How about taking a minute to review any emergency assistance plans you've generated?
That's an excellent suggestion. Double-check all the information and numbers on your emergency assistance plan and make sure everything is correct and up to date.
I'll make a note of it.
The point is, every piece of your dive gear should be thoroughly inspected before you head off for another summer in the sun. No detail is too small. Equipment is beautifully designed these days, and it's never been safer, but it still requires proper care and maintenance. But if you take care of it, it'll take you on some grand adventures this summer.
Dive season is almost here. It's a great time of year to do your pre-season safety check. So pull out your gear and give it a thorough inspection. Spending some time with it now means your time can be spent in the water later. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so getting ready for the dive season. I mean, if you're not starting to see this already, there seems to be a theme developing for today's edition of Scuba Radio.
Is it scheme number H, preparation?
Yeah, well, it could be. It could be. And, you know, if it's, you know, it's, if there's a rash, you know, it never, you know, that could be something to put on your Save a Dive kit. An ointment.
An unguent?
Maybe. Could
Wait,
be.
I have to worry about rashes?
Not really.
Okay.
Actually, yes, you do.
Rash behavior.
Little bottle of vinegar.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? You don't agree?
You don't have to worry about rashes. You have to worry about things which might cause a rash.
Such as?
Salt water.
No. Not generally, CJ.
Jellyfish.
He's allergic to salt water.
Yeah. Little nettles, little baby jellies.
Yeah.
That's why the larvae of a jellyfish.
I was thinking about heat rash.
Well,
after a dive.
Sea lice is an issue. But then generally...
Stay away from unclean mermaids.
No, that's not where you get sea lice. And actually, sea lice is generally more of a summer, late summer type of situation, at least off the coast of Florida. And jellyfish in general. It's usually the warmer months where they tend to be...
All right, those are. I'm used to dealing with those from surfing.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know, off the East Coast of Florida.
Not a problem. Or you just wear a wetsuit and you're good to go.
And I've got a wetsuit.
But yeah, you know, having a little bottle of vinegar, because vinegar can help alleviate the stinging cells of jellyfish.
So can urine.
Well,
that's where the beer comes in.
Okay. We're good to go.
Okay, I don't know where...
The vinegar also makes a fine salad dressing. If pushed,
but only after you're done diving.
Yes.
Yes.
On a summer's eve.
Yeah. Never eat salad
Touché.
Before you're diving, is what you're saying, CJ?
No, I'm saying save the beer for after the dive.
Well, right. No drinking and diving. Correct.
Come on, Greg.
There are
that's module 3.
I apologize.
Hey, quit it.
That's what it was.
No, it was not.
There's four different conversations going
yeah,
on.
There is.
And none of them have anything to do with
Where's our Harlem Shuffle? Our Harlem Shake is CJ, you know. I got it mixed up with that Rolling Stones song. Are we going to do a Harlem Shuffle video? We should, shouldn't
you
we?
You mean a Harlem Shake? Video?
So no, we're going to dance having no knowledge of the dance and not rehearsed it.
Here's the no one does. But here's the problem. I don't have the song. So, someone's just going to have to do a beatbox. Go. Jimmy, you're on. Beatbox, Harlem Shake. Okay.
All right. Yo.
Okay, that's enough of that. See, if we would have to play, if we played the real song, we would have had to pay the author.
Well, you had something to say.
What is wrong with you?
Some kind of royalty, which we don't have a budget for that. So, I don't know. We'll work on our video, our Harlem Shake video.
You know what's interesting
what?
About that?
Yeah.
Is no one wants to see that.
You know what's interesting about that?
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm just saying. I mean, everybody's doing it. Well, shouldn't we just jump on the bandwagon?
That's right, because if everybody else is doing it, we should definitely do it, because there's no question but we would be best at it.
Yes, of course, because we've seen all these other amateurs attempt it, and now that we can put our professional skills as radio broadcasters and divers to this, we could make okay, I'll just stop.
Well, if we did it underwater, I think you may be on to something.
No, like, it's already been done.
We're not going to go in
it's
the
already
water.
Been done.
It's already been done underwater.
Oh, so we're going to come up with something which has never been done before. Let's not do it then.
What about in a plane, Greg?
Yeah, well, oh, no, it's been done. Yeah.
No, that's been done, too.
Yeah,
wow.
Done.
How about a prison?
How about on the...
You know, it's never been
that's
done,
where it was
not
invented.
Doing it.
Not did that's hey see that's
they're
the trend.
They're expecting us to do it,
see,
and we won't.
That's it. See, that's the genius of our crew. That yeah, I like it. Okay, moving on. And man, you guys really distract me way too much. I blame you totally. All right, so but getting ready for the dive season. Well, like I said, that bottle of vinegar, sea lice. No, you don't get it from mermaids. However, this could be a question for a professional mermaid. I have uncovered for the first time ever in the 15 plus years of Scuba Radio. You know, we have our own pod of mermaids here, but they're part-time mermaids. You know, they can't mermaid full-time. That would be exhausting. But I actually have found a professional mermaid that is actually mermaiding full-time. And appropriately, this mermaid is from Down Under, of course.
Good.
And she
You're
has agreed to appear
that somebody who
on the
makes
show today.
Their living 40 hours a week, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, taking their lunch with them as a mermaid.
Yes.
Crikey.
She's a professional mermaid. She does this full time. This is her gig. She has found a way to, you know, make this mermaid thing her career, and she's been doing it for like 5 years now. So we're going to talk to her today. Her name's Hannah. She lives out on the left coast.
Oh, I've met some of her sisters.
Maybe. There's Ariel. There's that's the only one I know.
Diane actually. Keaton.
Thank you.
But yeah, Hannah has.
I think Daryl Hannah is one of them too.
She knows Daryl Hannah, or she at least got her picture taken with her, so it's close enough friend of mine.
While we're throwing out these non sequiturs, you know what would be awesome?
What?
Iron Mermaiden.
Okay. Someone's been drinking. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
51 pieces on the side of the road.
He's rocking. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's from Eric Stone's latest CD, by the way. Go to BoatSongs.com. He's out and about touring the Florida Keys right now. So if you're down there doing some diving, you might be able to catch a performance of the Eric Stone Band.
And why can't we have that rejoin music for World of Boating?
Because you're not worthy. Just not worthy. We got to save that for the real show. Ha! No, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we could play that on the World of Boating. Would it make you happy? Is that what you're saying?
I've been asking for 4 years to change the rejoin music to something that's current and relevant.
Talk to the producer.
Maybe a little bit up-tempo.
Talk to the producer.
The good ship lollipop is a little just...
You know what you need? Iron Mermaiden.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the trick. We will see. All right.
Like a good ship lollipop.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's what he's looking for.
Let me just go. I bet Greg plays the Love Boat theme, does he not?
It's available. We don't play it very much.
Yeah, but it's kind of a love fest.
You've got the entire catalog of Jimmy Buffett. I could play...
Stop it.
A pirate looks at 40.
Stop it.
Okay, yeah, we'll play some Buffett here on Scuba Radio then. Today. We'll fit some in somewhere.
Let's get drunk and screw.
Can you wait till hour two?
We could.
Okay, great. Right. I'm leaving.
Oh, fair enough. All right, so you work on Module 3. And have you thought about where you want to actually go dive yet, Patrick? Have you got that far down the road as far as what you want to do with this new skill of learning how to scuba dive?
The Galapagos Islands, according to Kelly.
The Galapagos.
What about the brown holes of Andros?
I am not swimming in anybody's brown holes.
Okay, we'll just leave that alone.
Greggy, you are so right.
Yeah, quit moving the mic. Just leave it there. You guys move yourself. You're driving me crazy. You're squeaking. All right, so let's talk about where you guys want to dive. You don't want to dive the brown holes in Evandros, which is understandable. Hey, but those aren't that bad. But do you have any places where you actually want to go dive, Patrick? I mean, I'm going to go around the room. We'll talk to Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ, and even Bill. We'll
give him an option. Mariana's Trench.
Mariana's Trench. Okay, that could be slightly beyond your limits. Remember what I said?
It'll be your last dive, but it could happen.
It could be. It could be. Just remember, you know, you dive within your limits, and you're not going to be trained to dive past 60 feet as an open water diver.
Do I have to pay to get to the dive site?
He's asking, what would you like to do, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, let's head to the Keys.
You want to go to the Keys?
Yeah.
Keys are nice because they're warm for a long period of time. A lot of the dives are shallow, and the water is normally very clear.
That's what I was going to say.
See, Patrick, Mariana's Trench is not as deep as Ginger's.
Okay, I don't know what to even say to that, so I'm not going to say anything. But
that's a bad choice.
We'll edit that out before it hits the air.
Yeah, definitely. But is there any particular area in the Keys, or are you just thinking you want to go to the Keys?
Because
you do a lot of boating, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I'm always on top of the water.
Right. So you've been boating in the Keys, and you thought, hey, it'd be fun if I could go down and do some diving and see what's underneath, or
had you not given me the gift of scuba for Christmas,
yeah,
this is probably something that I would not have done.
Okay, so I basically pushed you off the
No, what I'm saying is,
off the shore into the water.
You gave me a great gift. You've always talked about giving the gift of scuba,
yep.
And you did that,
mm-hmm.
And it's motivated me at this point to go and follow this all the way through. So
sure.
That will be two things that I'll have compared to your two things, where you got your scuba certification and your pilot's license, and I have a captain's
the other
license.
Thing? Learning how to dive and what?
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
And being awesome.
Okay.
He's a ship's captain.
So that means what? He's delusional?
No. He would be a certified diver and a ship's captain, whereas you are a dive instructor and trying to become a pilot. Those are two things. You would have your two things. He would have his two things.
Okay.
Then it'll be a fight to the death for the third.
I would apparently be an interpreter for stupid.
Oh, God.
I'm bilingual now.
Well, we know what Bill's getting for Christmas next year, don't we?
Same damn
summer
thing
sausage.
Last year.
A term in Congress.
Yeah,
maybe. Okay. Well, I hear what you're saying, but I guess I am looking for a little bit more specifics. Is there any particular place or type of diving that you would like to
latitude and longitude? Please.
All right, you guys, set that mic there, and you
I'm
guys
not
move
moving.
Yourself.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds fine to me.
Okay. My God, what is wrong with these people? Okay.
This is our version of the Harlem microphone.
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah. There's your shuffle, Greg.
My God. All right. So the answer to the question is no. You don't really.
No. Let's go dive the Vandenberg.
The Vandenberg. Okay.
You want a wreck dive? Wreck dives are neat.
Sorry, no can do.
It's beyond the
recreational it's beyond your 60
you
foot limit.
You could dive the Hindenburg.
Vandenberg.
You should have prefaced it that way. I said it.
No, he expects you to know everything about every dive site in Florida, which I think may be a little bit of a stretch. Are you interested in wreck diving? Do you want to see big animals?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see small animals? Do you want to dive reefs? What kind of diving?
I'd like to see the sun when I come up. How's that?
So your goal is you just want to be able to live through the experience?
Well, with everything that you guys have been saying, yeah, apparently that's going to be a bonus.
You know what, though?
Maybe
for
we're not.
First dive, yeah. That's not a bad goal. It really is. For first dive, you remember so little of the first dive about what you saw. You remember getting in the water, and you remember
coming
out of the water.
Yeah, good point. I forgot what it was like on my first dive, and I think you might just be onto something there, Bill. All right, so the bar's pretty low, and that's where we like it here, since we're divers anyway. All right, hour two is on deck. A professional mermaid appearing soon. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.